Hi, Shirley.
Hi there. Doctor, I just wondered if you might have any suggestion for someone diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, including a palate especially prone to collapse, but who doesn't feel they could tolerate a CPAP mask. I also need to get up roughly every 2 hours during the night, so I'm exhausted to even begin the day. I had learned of an herbal supplement developed by someone who reasoned that the root cause of sleep apnea was a reduced signaling from the brain to the diaphragm, causing one's breathing to become too shallow. And the supplement included an herbal blend, including a low dose of lobelia and also thyme, for some at least, can enhance breathing sufficiently to prevent the collapse of the airway in the first place, but unfortunately it did nothing for my sleep. Would you have any suggestions other than a CPAP or possibly an oral device, which is also not without potential side effects, or between a rock and a hard place?
Well, ma'am, it appears you do know then that there are what are called dental appliances for sleep apnea, which help to readjust things within the mouth. And so far, and you could be right, but so far I've not heard from anybody who had one of these put on by a dentist who knew what they were doing. It readjusts things so a person can breathe all night without needing the sleep apnea appliance itself. Now, if you want to read about this, just put into your website, I'm sorry, your search engine, put in dental appliance for sleep apnea, and what's going to come up is a whole bunch of articles about dental appliances for sleep apnea. And yes, there are some pros and cons discussed, but you get to read about that too. And then, if you find, which you can by this search, just put in the word Seattle next, if you find a dentist who's doing this, or dentists who do this, and I know they're around, but doggone it, the one who did a really, really good job passed on recently, and I haven't yet looked up another one. Anyway, if you can find one in the greater Seattle area, then just call, ask for some questions, read their website, ask for references for people who've had these appliances, etc. But I do know that when they're put in properly, doesn't do any harm and does a lot of good.
Okay. If I could ask one other thing, I also take candesartan and lodipine for high blood pressure. Would there be any particular supplement you could recommend to control high blood pressure that might enable me to cut back on those prescription medications?
Yes, ma'am. However, it's a good idea to look for the cause of the problem, and sometimes the cause is prediabetes, and sometimes the cause is too much toxic metal, and sometimes the cause, really, there are at least a dozen internal causes for why the blood pressure is high, and some people have two or three of them. So it would be a good idea to look for the cause, but once one finds the cause, and we do a lot of cause finding at Tome Clinic, then there almost always are natural substances that work on that cause, which in turn brings the blood pressure down. So just for one example, toxic metal exposure and absorption into the body can raise blood pressure. In fact, it's one of the fairly common things for people who are living in metropolitan areas. Okay, so what's done? Something called chelation therapy. It pulls out the toxic metal. First, we have to find out if there is toxic metal. We just don't go after it without finding if there is any in there. And we do something called chelation therapy. And after sessions of that, you can do another test, find out if your toxic metal load is a lot lighter. And if it is, it's almost always accompanied by a lowering in blood pressure. And that's just one of many things that raises blood pressure. Here's another one. If there's type 2 diabetes in the family, or what's called metabolic syndrome, or if a person has it themselves, but it's very pertinent if it's in their family, just that condition will raise the blood pressure. And so reversing the type 2 diabetes, which is perfectly possible, takes a few months, but it's perfectly possible, or the metabolic syndrome, and what do you know? The blood pressure comes down. So in French, they call it chercher la cause, or something like that. We want to look for the cause and then work on bringing the blood pressure down. That losartan can frequently be replaced in the long run with adequate vitamin D. Why did I say in the long run? because it takes the adequate vitamin D at least 3 or 4 months to start working. But then we can usually drop the Losartan. But for all of these things, ma'am, it seems like you need some help from a doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and knows about this stuff. If it's a doctor who prescribes patent medicines, that's all they're going to do. Because sadly, as far back as the 1960s, when I was in medical school, they didn't teach one blinking thing about natural medicine. It was all about patent medicines, and it's the case to this day.
Good advice, doctor. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am. I hope that's helpful to you in the long run.